www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Joseph had a dream. Oftentimes, God gives you the dream and shows you in so many ways where he's going to take you, but then he backs you up and begins the process. The first thing Joseph received was not a Gentile garment as governor. First thing he got was thrown into the pit. Come on, I said that's the first thing he got. But it was all to develop his character so that he would not be superficial and phony, but that he would have the real. And guess what? Because God had given him that dream, that word, he was able to hold on. That's why he held on to his integrity. Tell somebody, hold on to what God told you. Stop giving up all the time. Stop throwing in the towel. Stop fussing at God about stuff and hold on to that dream. In other words, allow God to do a work in your mind and in your spirit, man, to where you are internally strong, where you can get to a point where you say, Lord, if you don't do anything else, hello? I mean, honestly be able to say that. Now, we know God's going to still work until he comes back. He's going to work through us and with us, but you can honestly say, Lord, if you don't do anything else for me. Only one person can say that, huh? I said, if you to where you can really say you are at such rest that your life is not a measurement of your ministry. Your life is not measured by your influence. Your life is not measured by anything external. Your life is measured by your relationship. David understood that to a degree. He prayed one day when he was in the wrong. He said, Lord, do anything but take not your Holy Spirit from me. Whatever happens, Lord, just don't allow me to come out of relationship with you. When you can get truly to that point, and I'm not saying that God's going to stop it, because he's not going to stop doing what he's doing. But when you can come to that point internally and be at rest and be strong enough. Joseph started out telling his dream, crying out for his brothers to lift him out of the pit. When he was in prison, he cried out for the butler, talk to Pharaoh for me, please. He begged him. Now, you got to read into this stuff. It wasn't like you just asked him and he left court. No, he begged that guy, please, when you go before the Pharaoh, please talk to him concerning me. I'm down here. I've been mistreated. I'm down here wrongfully. I've done no wrong. I've done no harm. I've done no evil. He begged him, but immediately God blocked the butler's mind. You see, because Joseph was still trying to get it done in his flesh. Please, if you will, just talk to him for me, please, because I've done no wrong. You've been down here with me for a time. You know me. You know I'm not an evil man. He tried to work it out in his flesh, but that was not God's way. 2 years later, Joseph's down there, and evidently God did a number on him. I know patience have a perfect work. See, when patience has her perfect work or complete work, guess what the result is? You are perfect or mature and entire, and you lack nothing. I'm telling you, I ought to make you pay for this, but see, patience, if you let patience work, you will get what God has for you. At the end of patience, you will be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. But see, the reason why you don't get it or it doesn't happen, you didn't let patience work. You didn't let God do the number on the inside of you. You let him do the number on the inside and let patience work. You will be perfect, mature, and entire, complete, lacking nothing. That's the formula. After 2 years, Joseph was silent in the prison, and God began to move again sovereignly. That's what you need in your life, is a sovereign move. You need the angels going to work for you. See, sometimes God backs up. See, if we need to be like him, we cease from our labor. But you still labor and still trying to work it out yourself and in your flesh, and God ceases. But when Joseph ceased, and I'm not talking about we stopped doing stuff. I mean, we stopped trying to accomplish it in our flesh and trust God. What does the word say? I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me, for he trusts in me. So what is the result of trusting in him? Perfect peace. Again, see the picture. When Joseph was ready and the butler repented before Pharaoh and said, it's my fault, I have missed this, but there is a man. When Joseph was brought before him, shaved, cleaned up, and Pharaoh told him the dream, he said, I heard that you are a man that can tell me da 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 thus and so. You know what I'm saying? Joseph said, it is not in me. Peter said the same. Come on, see, this is part of the process. When you get there where you can rest, Peter told Jesus, Jesus said, I have to go and suffer of the elders and be crucified. And Peter said, not so, Lord. We'll never let these things happen. Though others forsake you, I won't forsake you. I'll die with you. What did he do? He denied him. But when Peter was ready, when they healed that lame man and all those people came running out to worship them, Peter said, why are you looking on us as though we did something? Come on, somebody. See, he was ready then. He was at rest then. His trust was in God then, not in his own strength. This is what we have to graduate to in order to enter into his rest. This is what you labor. You labor for the meat that does not perish. Stop laboring for the stuff. Now, that don't mean you stop working. You keep working. You don't work, you don't eat. But I'm talking about don't labor for the meat that perishes. Too many people put all their energy into the external and never enter rest. Amen. Continue on with the story of Moses. After God called him. Now, after he seemed bold and strong and all that and ran for his life, God kept him out in the land of Midian, we know, for 40 years. He was 40 years in Egypt, learning all the skills and the arts of the Egyptians. God had him 40 years unlearning all that stuff, getting Egypt out. If I say sometimes our thought patterns, God has to do a work and change our thoughts. Some of us are religious still. Say amen, lights. We come from religious backgrounds and we have remained religious. Some people still are stuck on old wives' fables. Come on, see, I'm telling you, some of us are still stuck on old wives' fables. You still have phobias. You still do stuff out of fear of curses, out of fear of your year won't go right if you don't cook a certain meal on New Year's. Come on, some of y'all laughing, but you know it's the truth. Because it's ingrained in you. And see, through your traditions, you make void the power of God. It's just some areas you're just not gonna soldier in because you're stuck on tradition. We need to hit that root hard. We need that the axe need to be laid at that root. Some of us come out of denominations and we still denominationalized. No, I said it right the first time. Demonized. Still them demons from them denominations still lurking, still got you thinking certain ways. And you know what? Sometimes you get in the way. When you're stinking thinking. We need to be free in our mind. Amen. I ain't getting many amens from some of these sections over here. But it's the truth. The truth is the light. And the truth will make you free. There's so many things I've had to unlearn. But see, God, if there's a willing heart, instead of you thinking you know it all. Hello? I know a lot of things, but I know there's a whole lot more things I don't know. And if you can stay in that posture and let God and be pliable in God's hands, he can train you. He can teach you. He can shape you. Guess what? God is only going to use those he makes. He ain't using nothing he ain't made. He ain't using nothing made in China, made in Japan, made in the USA. It got to be made in heaven. It got to be made by God. It got to be shaped by God's hands. Hello? So, you know, be passionate enough in your private time of prayer. Like, I believe it was David said, search me, Lord. I mean, really allow God to search you. Not that he don't search you anyway, but allow him to reveal to you some things that might be hindrances, roadblocks, stuff that is of no use, old wineskin. Hello? He can't pour the new wine in old wineskins. After God gave Moses a revelation, he called him, and then he gave him stature. Remember that stature is a result of our yieldedness to God's dealings in our life until we can fully represent Him. Stature is not status. People can have status and no stature. The sons of Sceva were vagabond Jews. They were heirs to a Jewish traditional priest, but they had no stature in the spirit. Those spirits said, yeah, Paul we know and Jesus we know, but who are you? They had a status, but they had no stature. So see, status is what people can put on you, but stature comes from God. Amen. You know, nothing really, let me say, wrong with status, you know, for people to honor you or to think highly of you or whatever, but carries no weight in the spirit, because spirits know spirit. Look at somebody tell them, spirits know spirit. You can fool people, but you can't fool them spirits, especially them familiar spirits, because they know you. They know when you have stature. They know when you mean what you say. They know when you mean who you are versus pretense or hypocrisy. Hello? They know. So stature. God gave, he called Moses, and he gave him stature. He gave him revelation. Here's a test where some stop laboring to enter into rest. Because after Moses received stature and received the revelation from God in the wilderness or in the desert, one of the first things, and I want to just focus on this tonight. There's many other things we can go into, but I just want to focus on this tonight. After he called Moses to be a leader, and Moses received stature from God, the rod, the call, the anointing, the revelation, one of the first things he began to suffer was rejection. Rejection from people. Now, let me tell you something. That is a price tag on God using you or blessing you, I mean, in a supernatural way, in extraordinary ways. Get ready to pay the price of rejection. Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 5 of the supernatural presence of the Great I Am. Our message: labor to enter his rest, part 2. There are 3 types of presence of God. Omnipresence, which means God is everywhere. Manifested presence, God is revealing himself in and for a purpose. And finally, the indwelling presence, saturation of God in your spirit. Matthew 16, verse 28 declares, "Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." There is a visitation from God coming, but it's coming from within you. Everything God is was in Jesus' body. When Jesus was crucified, he released it into the earth. Jesus was governed by his sonship to his Father. Our ministry must flow out of our relationship to the Father. The body of Christ will finish strong. It is a finished work. On the cross, Jesus shouted, "It is finished."
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.